Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating the mental maze that is life. Ever feel like you're running on a hamster wheel of stress? Like every day is a test of your sanity? Yeah, me too. But guess what? We don't have to live like that. That's why I created the Stoic Mind Gym, a daily workout for your mental muscles, designed to build resilience and inner peace, even when life throws you curveballs. Today, we're tackling one of the most powerful yet often overlooked tools in our mental arsenal. Patience. And not just any patience, folks, but the kind that comes with a healthy dose of self-compassion. Let me tell you, cultivating patience and self-compassion isn't about becoming passive or accepting things we dislike. It's about recognizing that life is a wild ride. There will be bumps, detours, and unexpected potholes. The key is to navigate those challenges with grace, understanding, and a whole lot of kindness towards ourselves. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you cultivate patience and self-compassion. First off, accept the reality that things rarely go according to plan. You know that feeling when you meticulously craft your day, only for it to unravel faster than a poorly threaded sweater? Yeah, me too. But embracing this reality is the first step towards cultivating patience. When things don't go as planned, take a deep breath and remind yourself that life rarely follows a straight line. It's more like a beautiful, messy, ever-changing tapestry. Second, practice mindful awareness. Pay attention to your thoughts and emotions in the present moment. Notice when impatience starts creeping in those clenched fists, the furrowed brow, the racing heart. When you become aware of these sensations, acknowledge them without judgment. Simply observe them like clouds passing by. This helps create a space between your experience and your reaction. Third, reframe your perspective. Instead of viewing delays or setbacks as failures, see them as opportunities for growth and learning. Think of it this way. Every obstacle you overcome strengthens your mental muscles, making you more resilient and capable. You know that saying, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger? It's actually pretty accurate. Fourth, cultivate self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, especially when things get tough. Remember that everyone makes mistakes, faces challenges, and experiences setbacks. Treat yourself with the same understanding and forgiveness you would offer a dear friend. Don't beat yourself up over slip-ups, learn from them and move forward. And finally, practice gratitude. Take time each day to appreciate the good things in your life, no matter how small. This can help shift your focus away from what's lacking and towards what you already have. Remember, happiness is often found not in attaining our desires, but in appreciating the present moment. Speaking of real-world examples, let's say you're stuck in traffic on your way to an important meeting. You start to feel that familiar wave of frustration, your blood pressure rising, your jaw clenching, and thoughts swirling about how this is ruining your entire day. But here's where patience and self-compassion come into play. Take a deep breath, acknowledge the feeling without judgment, and reframe the situation. Maybe you can use this time to listen to an inspiring podcast, practice some mindfulness exercises, or simply enjoy the scenery. Remember, getting frustrated won't change your circumstances, but choosing a more peaceful response will make all the difference. So there you have it, 5 powerful tools to help you cultivate patience and self-compassion in challenging times. Remember, this isn't about becoming perfect, it's about making conscious choices that lead to greater peace and well-being. It's a journey, not a destination. And trust me, the rewards are worth it. Now go out there, embrace those challenges with grace, treat yourself with kindness, and remember you got this. Don't forget to share your thoughts on today's episode. I love hearing from you. And if you found this helpful, please leave a review. It helps others discover the power of the Stoic Mind Gym. Until next time, keep that mental muscle strong.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.